Welcome to Tech Talks with Kinsoft. We're your shortcut to getting up to speed on the tech topics that really matter.
And today, wow, we're diving deep. Not just data, but think digital treasure chests.
Exactly. And everyone's trying to get at them, steal, corrupt, destroy. It's relentless.
It really is.
So our mission today is to give you the map, the security system, everything you need. We've sifted through, you know, expert opinions, product reviews.
A stack of sources.
To pull out the key insights for keeping those digital assets safe.
And the stakes? They just keep getting higher. Every single business, doesn't matter the size, handles critical data.
Customer info, financials.
All of it. Safeguarding this digital gold. It's absolutely fundamental. We'll look at why a solid backup system is, well, non-negotiable now.
Especially with cyber threats evolving constantly, hardware failing.
Oh, yeah. Hardware failure. Always happens eventually.
And let's be honest, human error. Someone clicks the wrong thing.
Happens all the time. So there. Reliability is key.
So what's the plan for today? First, we'll map out this landscape of risk, you know, what you're really up against.
Then we'll get into cloud backup, the core benefits there.
And disaster recovery, the offsite kind, often overlooked, but so crucial.
Definitely. Mm.
And then we'll zoom in on an integrated solution from Acronis. They bring these pieces together really effectively.
Right. Into a unified cyber protection strategy. It's pretty neat how they do it.
Okay, let's jump in. The threat landscape. It's intense.
Intense is a good word. Businesses are facing constant threats, sophisticated cyber attacks, you know, ransomware, those zero-day exploits.
The ones that hit before anyone even knows there's a weak spot.
Exactly. Super sneaky. But it's not just the hackers, right?
No, it's the basics, too. Hardware just dying.
Yep. Accidental deletion, oops.
Physical theft, even. And then the big stuff, fires, floods.
Visible disasters, yeah. Your data isn't just like office supplies anymore.
No, it's the crown jewels, digital gold, like you said.
And when that gold is threatened, the fallout is serious. Outages are getting incredibly expensive.
I saw a stat on that. It's pretty sobering.
Yeah, get this. 2/3 of outages now cost businesses over $100,000.
Wow, over $100.
Each time. And that's not just lost work time.
No, it's lost deals, lost customers.
And trust. That's a big one. Eroded trust with your customers, your partners. It hits the reputation hard.
A direct hit to the bottom line and, yeah, how people see you.
And layered on top of all that immediate pain is compliance. The mandate of compliance.
The regulations.
Exactly. So many businesses fall under strict data rules. Yeah. GDPR in Europe, PIPA in U.S. healthcare.
SOX for finance. PCI DSS for credit cards.
FSMA for U.S. government agencies. The list goes on. These aren't suggestions.
No, they're legal requirements with teeth.
Big teeth. Non-compliance can mean huge financial penalties.
Legal battles.
Massive damage to your reputation. Stuff that takes years, maybe forever, to fix.
And it's not a one-off task, is it? Compliance is ongoing.
Continuous monitoring, updates. It never really stops.
Yeah.
But meeting these standards, it's not just about avoiding the stick.
It's also a carrot.
Kind of. It shows you're serious about protecting information.
Yeah.
That builds massive trust with customers and partners. It's a competitive advantage, really.
That's a great point. Now, the cloud makes things interesting here, doesn't it?
It really does. Cloud tech offers huge benefits, obviously, but it adds complexity to compliance.
How so?
Well, think about data sovereignty. Where is your data actually stored? The laws are different in different countries.
Right. So you need to know where your provider keeps it.
Exactly. And maintaining control when a cloud service provider, a CSP, is managing it. Ensuring you can still see everything, audit everything across potentially distributed servers.
It's a whole new level of complexity to manage.
You got it, which leads us nicely into the foundation, cloud backup.
Okay, so if compliance is the why, cloud backup is often a big part of the how. Let's define it clearly.
Simply put, making a copy of your stuff, files, apps, virtual machines, whole servers.
And storing that copy somewhere else.
Right, on a remote network, accessed over the internet. Think of it like a super secure SACI deposit box for your data, just offsite.
And crucially, it's different from just cloud storage, right?
Very different. Things like Google Drive or Dropbox.
Hmm.
Great for sharing files, collaborating.
Well, not for system recovery.
Exactly. Cloud backup is built for automatically backing up systems. It's about business continuity, disaster recovery, protecting the whole digital operation.
Okay, so what are the big wins for businesses? You mentioned 5 key benefits.
Yeah, let's tick through them. Number 1, enhanced data security.
How so?
Cloud providers invest heavily in security.
Uh-huh.
Advanced encryption, like AES-256, for data moving and sitting still.
The standard, yeah.
Plus, their physical security is top-notch. Certifications like SSAE 18, which is a tough auditing standard.
And Tier 4 data centers.
Tier 4 designed, yeah. That means incredible redundancy, 99.995% availability. Most businesses just can't afford to build that themselves.
Okay, benefit 2.
Reduced risk of data loss. Simple but huge. Your data is offsite, physically separate from your main location.
So if there's a fire, a flood, theft at the office,
your backup is safe somewhere else. That geographic separation is critical.
Makes sense. Number 3.
Automatic and regular backups. This takes human error out of the equation, mostly.
The set it and forget it idea.
Pretty much. Yeah. Consistent backups happen without someone needing to remember. That keeps things running smoothly and, you know, reduces those oops moments.
Number 4, scalability.
Yep. Hugely flexible. As your business grows or even shrinks, you just adjust your storage capacity. No need to buy expensive new hardware.
So it scales with you. Very cost effective, especially for growing companies.
Absolutely. And finally, number 5, easy and fast data recovery.
This is the payoff, right? Getting back online quickly.
It's essential. Cloud services often have, like, one-click restoration. Minimizes downtime massively, whether it's a system crash, cyber attack, or just accidental deletion.
And you can access it from anywhere.
Usually, yeah. Remote recovery is a huge plus, especially in a real disaster where you can't even get to the office.
Now, you mentioned on-site versus off-site backup earlier. Let's clarify that.
Sure. On-site backups are copies on local devices, maybe a server in the building. Good for quick recovery from, say, deleting a file by mistake.
But limited if the whole building has a problem.
Exactly. That's where offsite backups shine. Copies stored in a different geographical location. Crucial for surviving widespread outages or site-specific disasters.
It's about not having all your eggs in one basket.
Precisely.
Are there any downsides to cloud-only backup?
Well, you obviously need an internet connection to get to it. And restoring huge amounts of data can be slow or chew up a lot of bandwidth.
Okay. Which is why that 3-2-1 rule is so important.
Yes, the gold standard. At least 3 copies of your data.
On 2 different types of media.
With 1 copy kept off-site. Yeah. Often, that off-site copy is the cloud backup.
And this covers you if, say, your local backup drive fails while you're trying to restore.
Exactly. It builds in redundancy. Layers of protection. It's smart.
Okay, so we've got backup covered. Let's move beyond just files to restoring operations. Off-site disaster recovery, or DR?
Right, DR is the next level up. It's not just about getting files back. It's about getting the business running again.
So it involves a dedicated site somewhere else.
Yeah, an external separate site from your main production environment. Gives you that geographic diversity and boosts security. The whole point is business continuity if your primary site gets knocked out.
And there are different types of these recovery sites based on speed.
Correct. It ties into your RTO recovery time objective, how fast you need to be back up, and RPO recovery point objective, how much data loss you can tolerate.
So what are the types?
First, you've got cold sites. These are the most basic, like an empty room with power and network you have to bring in and set up all your systems.
So longer downtime, but cheaper.
Exactly. Lower operational costs, but it takes time to get running. It's a bare bones emergency option.
Okay, then what?
Warm sites. A middle ground. They have some infrastructure, pre-configured servers, networker there, maybe even software installed. Faster recovery than cold.
But the data isn't live.
Right. Your production data isn't immediately there. Often used for less critical apps where a few hours of downtime is acceptable. Like the emergency shelter is stocked, but you still need to move in.
Got it. And the top tier.
Hot sites.
Yeah.
The most robust. Everything is mirrored from your production site and running concurrently. If the main site goes down, you fail over almost instantly.
Minimal interruption. Sounds ideal for critical systems.
It is. Meets very demanding near zero RTOs. But as you'd expect, it's the most expensive because you're essentially running 2 live environments all the time.
Okay, that makes sense. How does this relate to data replication versus backup?
Good question. Backups, remember, are snapshots in time. Point in time copies. Great for restoring specific files or rolling back. But the recovery takes time. Pulling from that static copy.
Whereas replication is more continuous.
Exactly. Data replication provides continuous or near continuous updates to the recovery site. You can achieve almost 0 data loss, RPO, and very fast recovery, RTO.
Synchronous versus asynchronous.
Yeah, synchronous means real-time copies, 0 data loss, but can impact performance. Asynchronous has a tiny delay, so a very small chance of minimal data loss, but less performance hit.
It's more complex and costly than backup. really for those mission-critical systems where every second counts.
So the benefits of a proper offsite DR plan are pretty significant then.
Transformative, really. Obviously, the main thing is quickly restoring data and workloads after a hit.
But also protection from natural disasters.
Huge. Geographic diversity, different power grids. Much less likely the same hurricane or blackout hits both sites.
Plus better security for the backups themselves.
Yes. Features like immutability, meaning backups can't be altered, and strong encryption add layers of security. Lower chance of data loss overall compared to just manual backups.
And better business continuity, obviously.
Right.
More reliability. It's a fail-safe. Allows you to resume normal operations much faster. Crucial protection against cyber threats, too. The bad guys rely on companies not being ready for full recovery.
And it helps with compliance, even getting cyber insurance.
Definitely helps meet regulatory demands. And insurers increasingly want to see robust DR plans. Plus, cloud-based DR offers much better scalability than trying to build a second site yourself.
You mentioned a real-world example, Yarra Ranges Council.
Yep, great case study. They had this really inadequate DR plan using old tapes. If something happened, it would have taken weeks to rebuild everything.
Weeks. Unbelievable. That's a business killer.
Totally. Imagine trying to operate like that. So what did they do?
They outsourced. Got Duras Disaster Recovery as a Service and BASA Backup as a Service from a third party.
Smart move. And the result.
Night and day.
Mm-hmm.
Full IT system recovery within 24 hours. Not weeks. Hours.
Oh.
With a 99.99% data recovery guarantee.
Wow. That's the difference resilience makes.
And testing proved users could connect from anywhere, which satisfied the auditors. The IT team was actually happier freed from the daily grind of managing backups.
Yeah, it lets them focus on more strategic stuff. It shows the power of shifting from reactive panic to proactive planning.
Which brings us neatly to Acronis. They're positioned as a leader in this whole cyber protection space.
Absolutely. Award-winning, trusted by millions of users, hundreds of thousands of businesses globally, recognized by independent labs like AV Test, ICSA Labs.
And their philosophy goes beyond just backup, right? Stay stages of modern cyber protection.
Yeah, that's key. Prevention, detection, response, recovery, and forensics. It's a full life cycle approach. Not just picking up the pieces, but stopping threats beforehand and learning afterwards.
So let's talk about their flagship solution, Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. This is where they bring it all together.
Precisely. It's designed especially with managed service providers, MSPs, in mind. But the principles apply to any business. It uniquely integrates backup.
Full image, file level, supports over 25 platforms.
Right. Plus next-gen AI-based anti-malware and antivirus.
And endpoint protection management. All in one.
All in one. One solution, one agent to deploy, one console to manage it all.
That sounds incredibly efficient.
It is. It simplifies management massively. Allows for better automation, and here's the kicker. It can cut cyber protection costs by up to 50% just by consolidating vendors.
50% by ditching separate tools for backup, security, management.
Potentially, yes. Fewer licenses, less complexity, less training needed. It adds up fast. Triple the protection, half the headache, often for less budget. It's a really compelling proposition.
Okay, let's look at some capabilities. The workload protection sounds broad.
Incredibly broad. Physical machines, Windows, Linux, Mac, Virtual Hyper-V, VMware, Citrix, Nutanix, Cloud Microsoft 365, Google Workspace, Azure VMs, EC2 instances, mobile Android, iOS.
Wow, that covers pretty much everything.
And specific applications too, SQL Server, Exchange, Oracle, SAP, HN. They've really aimed for comprehensive coverage under that single pane of glass.
And the Advanced Backup Pack adds more, like continuous data protection.
Yeah, CDP. That monitors and backs up changes literally as they happen. Gets you near zero RPOs for really critical apps where you can't account to lose even a minute's worth of data.
What else is in that pack?
A data protection map for compliance reporting gives you clear visibility. Off-host data processing, which is clever. It shifts the workload of doing the backup off your production machine onto another one, so performance isn't impacted.
And blockchain notarization. That sounds interesting.
It's really innovative. Every backup gets a unique, unchangeable timestamp recorded on a blockchain.
Like a digital notary seal.
Exactly. It provides absolute proof that your backup data hasn't been tampered with. Invaluable for compliance audits, legal situations, or forensic investigations after an attack.
That's clever. And the cybersecurity side includes XDR and EDR.
Yes, security plus XDR and EDR. Think of them as advanced threat hunting tools. They don't just block known bad stuff. They use AI to analyze behavior across your whole network to spot novel or suspicious activity really early.
Smarter detection.
Much smarter. And for MSPs, they bundle in tools like Acronis RMM for automated patching and monitoring, and Acronis PSA for managing service tickets, billing, tracking KPIs. It's a whole platform.
What about the storage itself? Geo-redundancy.
Yep. Your backups are automatically replicated to a second, geographically separate Acronis data center. Extra protection layer helps with data sovereignty compliance, and it's built in cost-effectively.
And Acronis Active Protection, the anti-ransomware.
That's their award-winning AI tech. It actively monitors for ransomware behavior, deflects attacks in real time, and can instantly restore any files that might get hit before the attack is stopped. Like an always-on bodyguard for your data.
Performance-wise, you said it's fast.
Verified fastest, often twice as fast, sometimes up to 10x faster than competitors in testing. They talk about a 15-second RTO for critical systems.
15 seconds? That's almost instant.
Very quick. And cloud access in just 3 clicks. Security is top tier too. AES 256 encryption everywhere, SSAE 18 certified, tier 4 designed data centers. Users consistently say it's easy to deploy and manage, despite being so comprehensive.
So a really integrated, fast, secure approach. Okay, let's shift gears slightly to the policies behind all this. Backup retention.
Right. This is the how long do we keep stuff question. A backup retention policy is your internal rule book. What data do you keep, where, and for how long?
And it defines the types of backups too. Full, incremental.
Yeah. And the media tape, cloud, disk, it sets the ground rules.
Why are these policies so essential? Seems like a detail, but sounds important.
Crucial for a few reasons. First, compliance, again. Many regulations dictate minimum, sometimes maximum, retention periods.
Okay, legal requirement. What else?
Business requirements. How long is an old backup actually useful? If you lost data today, would a backup from 6 months ago help? Maybe for some things, not others.
Right, operational relevance.
And the big one, storage costs. Especially with cloud, where you pay per gigabyte. Indefinitely keeping old backups gets expensive fast. A good policy tells you what you can safely delete to control costs.
Policy directly impacting the budget. Makes sense.
So when you create a policy, first figure out what data needs retaining. Mm-hmm. Legally required versus just nice to have.
And you mentioned basing it on last access date?
Often better than creation date, yeah. Avoids archiving stuff that's old but still used daily. But don't forget long-term things like contracts, leases, financial records. They need specific handling.
And obviously know your specific compliance rules.
Absolutely. Meet or exceed them. Mm-hmm. And policies need to be dynamic. What if there's a lawsuit? You might need a litigation hold, instantly changing retention for certain data. Needs to be adaptable.
So best practices involve organizing data, setting version limits, maybe different policies for different data sets.
Yeah, define life cycles. Decide how many versions, how often to back up, regularly purge old, unnecessary stuff, review the policy periodically, consider industry rules, restore needs, storage capacity, network bandwidth.
Lots to juggle. Where should these backups live? Media types.
Options vary. Public cloud like Amazon S3 Glacier or Azure Blob is great for cheap, long-term archival. But getting data back can be slow and sometimes costly.
Tape. Is that still a thing?
Definitely. Especially new LTO9 tapes. Super cost-effective for long-term, yeah. Very durable up to 30 years, huge capacity. But again, restore speeds are slower.
And disk.
Fastest restores, but more expensive per gigabyte. Best for recent backups you might need quickly. Not great for massive long-term archives.
So mix is often best. Multi-tier. The 3-2-1 rule again.
That's the robust approach, yes. Use different media for different retention periods and locations. Layers of safety.
Okay, finally, implementing and testing the policy.
Right. Define your tiers, short, medium, long-term. Map data to them. Figure out frequency, media, location. Remember, 3-2-1.
Define security and access controls.
Who can access what backups? And critically, automate the policy enforcement. Use your backup software, like Acronis, to automatically keep and delete backups according to the rules. Takes human error out.
But you have to test that automation.
Absolutely vital.
Yeah.
Test and validate regularly. Does it actually delete what it should? Keep what it must. Simulate restores. Document everything. Train your staff.
And review. Keep it updated.
Because the business changes. Regulations change. Your policy needs to keep pace.
Wow. Okay. We've covered a lot of ground. From the risks and compliance burdens.
Through the benefits of cloud backup, the necessity of offsite DR.
And how integrated platforms like Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud aim to unify all that protection.
Right down to the nitty-gritty of retention policies and making sure they actually work.
The big takeaway seems to be that data protection isn't just an IT task anymore. It's a core business function, a necessity.
Couldn't agree more. In today's world, it's not if you'll face a data challenge, it's absolutely when.
And the real power isn't just bouncing back, it's being prepared, being resilient, coming out stronger.
Exactly.
So the question for everyone listening is, what vital piece of your data strategy needs shoring up today? What are you going to secure next?
And if you're ready to have a conversation about your specific business needs, your security posture, your IT strategy,
we definitely encourage you to reach out. Visit us at www.kinsoft.com.au.
That's www.kinsoft.com.au. Our team is there, ready to help you navigate all these complexities and build that truly resilient future for your business.